USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As people take a closer look at President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan, the president at the White House says everyone knows we need to fix our crumbling roads and bridges.
We're talking about making sure that you take asbestos out of schools. That's infrastructure. We're talking about building high-speed rail. That's infrastructure. We're talking about making sure you're in a situation where you can redo some of the federal buildings that are just absolutely leaking energy every single day. That's infrastructure. In addition to roads and bridges and highways and broadband.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is pushing for a minimum tax on multinational corporations to level the playing field on a global scale. Yellen saying it's needed to spur innovation, growth, and prosperity. This is USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Reaction still coming in to a decision made by Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple of real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's according to White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. Slavitt, though, repeating the warning that this is not the time to let our guard down. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CBP says 171,000 illegal immigrants were arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border in March.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies, and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Norwegian Cruise Line is pitching a new travel plan to the CDC in order to restart sailing in the near future. The cruise line plans to require vaccinations for all guests and crew and hopes to have its sail order lifted and begin sailing in July. The CDC still has a no-sail order for cruise ships from U.S. ports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.